And now for a tiny desert concert. That's when we bring local bands into the KJZZ studios to play a couple songs for us and talk a bit about the music. Today we hear the Blood Feud Family Singers. Self-described as up-tempo but downhearted, the heart and soul of the band is its poetic lyrics that pluck at your emotions, and the bluesy folk tunes take a walk down the dusty road of love and heartbreak. Daryl Schur is the poet who pens the tragic lyrics and lends his soulful voice to the songs. His music has been nominated as one of the 10 best love songs ever written by a Phoenix musician. That's by the Phoenix New Times. We sat down to talk, and I started by asking him if he's found that his songwriting process has evolved since he's been doing it for around 2 decades.
I think it wasn't until about 10 years or something into it that I really had a handle on what it was that I had to say and what kind of songs I wanted to do.
What do you think helped you do that?
Just writing a lot of bad songs.
You had to do it to get better at it.
Yeah, I hit it a couple of times prior to that, there's a few tunes from that I still play. But it was like happy accidents. It wasn't until much later that I had a handle on it.
So what do you do differently now than before when you were writing, as you call it, bad music?
Well, I mean, honestly, now what I do is I'm working on writing a novel. I haven't been writing too many songs lately. But most of my songs have primarily been about lust and or revenge. And there's only so many ways to say those things, you know? Like, it got to where I'd sit down and just think, well, how am I going to handle lust or revenge this time? And you know, you don't want to be there. You want to come back at it fresh.
Have you found that your songwriting background is helping you write your novel?
In a way, yeah. There's a way in which I find myself sometimes kind of approaching the whole thing like I'm writing a song in spirit, where, okay, in this scene I have to get this to happen, and you know, it kind of has the same feel as like, well, I've got 4 lines and I've got to make A and C rhyme and then B and D rhyme. And sometimes it has that same kind of architectural feel.
Do you find yourself like maybe subconsciously rhyming the lines in your book?
Yeah, or alliterating them.
Huh.
Yeah. And then other times, like, you know, what another writer buddy of mine calls the cheesecake parts, you know, like the really sort of poetic and juicy passages or phrases that you kind of wish the whole book could be, but it just can't, or else nothing would happen. Some of the cheesecake parts feel a lot like writing songs.
So can you play a song for us?
Sure. This one is called Doors of the Dead. 1, 2, 3, 4. Under a celluloid moon, you had the sense that your scene would end too soon. And though the strip lights were strewn across the night, you were right, if not quite ruined. You'd spoiled your face with those streaks that speak the gruesomeness of grace, where the freeze frame fades and we learn at last the cast by whom we're played. Oh darling, hush, 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 it's love that's making us. Hush, 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 it's ash to ash and dust to dust. Bang, bang, bang on the doors of the dead, the ghost in the muscle like a song in your head. And the words are all true till we do what they've said. And it's bang, bang, bang on the doors of the dead. A fatherless sky, you took my hand and you walked us both inside. You had that look in your eye like someone ready to kiss this world goodbye. You said, whatever we choose, this is the kind of a game where we both lose. where what makes it so sweet is how we finally both admit defeat. You put your hand to my face and your fingers traced the gruesomeness of grace, that crack in the mask, that naked ache that would take us both to task. Yes, we welcome that guest like a ghost we've both been born to host. You pressed your face to the floor, or else whatever possessed us pressed it for you, darling. Hush, hush, hush. It's it that's having us. Hush, hush, hush. It's ash to ash and dust to dust. Bang, bang, bang on the doors of the dead. The ghost in the muscle like a song in your head. And the words are all true till we do what they've said. And it's bang, bang, bang.
So I've got to ask you about a description that I read that I think comes from you guys about your music. And I'm quoting here, up-tempo, downhearted, poetic, philosophic, country-fried hostility for sentimental haters. Is that your words?
Yeah, I did that.
What on earth do you mean by that? There's a lot in there.
Yeah, right. I wanted to kind of, I mean, obviously the sort of rhetorical trope of all these sort of hyphenated pairs is meant to be a little comical. But I was sincerely trying to triangulate what it is we actually are up to at least in my imagining as a band. So I wanted to get across that we're gloomy, but you know, not slow and morbid that we tend to have, or morbid, but not slow. Because most of what I write tends to have a certain amount of energy in the tempo. I grew up listening to punk rock, so I get really impatient with too many slow songs. Up tempo, down. Yeah. All our songs are known, but that is rather presumptuous. Those who do know us know that we're fairly negative in our lyrical content. It's something, a return of the repressed about it, I suppose.
Can you play us one more song?
Sure. This one is called 100 Times, and it's on our album No Moon.
One, two, three, four. Girl who lives inside my head. Sometimes I think she wants me dead. Sometimes she stands so stark and dark and tall. She used to have my mother's face. She likes to put me in.
You're listening to Valley Band, the Blood Feud Family Singers, and that was the band's singer, Daryl Schur. You can see video of this performance and other Tiny Desert concerts by visiting kjzz.org/tinydesertconcert. And if you're in a band or know of one you'd like to hear play at the KJZZ studio, send us a note, the show at kjzz.org.